Welcome to the Truman Charities Podcast. I am Jamie Truman, your host. Did you ever think about how someone that has difficulty getting out of their home to get groceries or difficulty preparing meals, how they are able to still make nutritious meals for themselves? We all know as we age how important healthy, nutritious meals are for our overall health. I spoke with the executive director of Meals on Wheels Tacoma Park, Ruth Masterson. We speak about how they are able to serve over 56,000 meals a year for people in need, how they are able to make these nutritious meals, what type of individuals they serve, and how you can get involved. Ruth and her organization will be at our next Bethesda's Best Happy Hour, which will be on April 11th at Tommy Joe's in Bethesda, 5:30 to 8:30. While you're there, you can learn more about their services, how you can volunteer and or donate, and about their upcoming first in-person fundraiser, a spaghetti dinner and silent auction that will take place May 16th. So make sure to come out to our next Bethesda's Best Happy Hour. You can register by emailing me at info@trumancharities.com. And I hope that you all enjoy this conversation as much as I did. Ruth, thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us today.
Thank you, Jamie.
Of course. You know, I've heard a lot about Meals on Wheels for years, but I really haven't spoke with anybody within the organization to learn a lot more about it. So I am really excited to chat with you today. So before we get into exactly what the organization's about and who you're helping, tell me a little bit about yourself and why you chose to be a part of this organization.
Great. Sure. Thank you. Meals on Wheels is a lot of different things in a lot of different places. Each program is completely independent to one another. The name isn't trademarked, and we may or may not network with one another. So each one kind of has to be taken at face value. So wherever a person lives, there may be no programs covering that area. There may be duplicated services, but there are about 5,000 total programs across the country, all using the name or some variation. We're running a Meals on Wheels program within a larger organization. So it's a little bit of anarchy out there.
Interesting. I didn't know that. So tell me a little bit about your background and why you chose to be a part of this organization.
I come to Meals on Wheels as a nonprofit management person. My expertise is really in the areas of governance and legal compliance and management and fundraising. And I actually worked for a dozen years with a membership association that supported a small staffed foundation. So I've worked on from that perspective as well. I came to this actually part-time. So in 2018, before the pandemic, I was consulting and I loved the consulting, but this was framed as a part-time job. So I came and started part-time thinking I would do Meals on Wheels in the morning and then do my consulting projects in the afternoon. And then on March 13th, 2020, everything changed and I instantly went full-time. So I've been full-time ever since. That date dropped the consulting so that I could meet the needs of homebound neighbors with this rapidly growing program.
Yeah, so I did want to ask you, you were mentioning the timeline. So when everything kind of shut down, did the need increase for you guys?
Dramatically. It was...
Tell me a little bit about that.
It was insane. The phones were ringing off the hook. We had volunteers, most of whom were seniors and retired people, not all, but many, and they were calling to cancel. So I'd pick up the phone and say, oh, yes, thank you so much for your service. I totally support your decision to step down. I want you to stay safe. Ring, oh, wonderful. You're now working from home and you live a few blocks away and you want to support the community. But it was incredible transformation. And the number of clients increased dramatically. Prior to 2020, we served in the neighborhood of 50 clients at any given time and maybe 75 over the course of a year. In 2020, we served 315 unique individuals. We had so many people coming on board.
So what's the numbers like today? Did it drop off at all or is the need still very high?
It still continues to grow. Thankfully, at a slower pace because it was a lot to keep up with. But we still take people who call in, and every year our number of meals served has increased. So looking at a couple numbers here, in 2020. Mm-hmm. We jumped up from about 25,000 meals a year. We jumped up to 43,000.
Wow.
And today, or I shouldn't say today, in 2023, we served 56,000. So it just continues to grow.
So tell me a little bit about the people that you're serving. How exactly does Meals on Wheels work? And who and what is your, I like to say, what is your area of the people that you're serving as well?
To be eligible to receive services, we have two criteria. The first is you have to live in our service area. That's so we can get to you. It's very practical. And our service area includes all of Tacoma Park, all of Silver Spring inside the Beltway. And then on the Prince George's side, we serve Adelphi, Langley Park, and Chillum. So we cross over the two counties. And then the other criteria is that people be homebound. Many Meals on Wheels programs do things differently. So some serve seniors only, for example, but we serve regardless of age and we serve regardless of income. So we have, you know, retired professionals. We have people who are indigent for many years and are now in some kind of housing. We serve the complete range and regardless of age. As it turns out, about a third of our clients are, and just in terms of race ethnicity, about a third are white, half are African American or Black, about 12% are Latinx. We also have about 4% Asian and 4% American Indian or Natives. So it's a really broad diversity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty diverse area too. So that kind of makes sense. So tell me a little bit about, so if somebody is needing your services, how do they go contacting you guys and seeing if they're eligible?
By far the most common way we receive new clients is people call us. Our phone number is 301-434-1922. And they give us a call and we either pick up or they leave a message and we do an intake with them, usually on the spot, and we're able to start services within a couple days. The alternate way is to go onto our website, www.motacoma.org, M-O-W for Meals on Wheels, Tacoma.org, and click the services tab and fill that out. And then we give you a call back and do the intake that way.
I don't know if you are one-on-one with some of the people that you're serving within the community, but do you have any stories of people that have been positively affected by your organization?
Yes, absolutely. We, you know, in some ways we think of our clients as a group of people. And so we make policies for the group. We try to, you know, we look at unmet needs and so forth by what's most needed for everyone. But we talk daily with our clients. Our drivers have daily face-to-face interactions and they report back on how people are doing. So we recently had a volunteer driver come back. She kind of was a little teary-eyed, and one of the clients she delivered to that day told her that they were her family. And the client said that some days she just cries because it gets so lonely. She has no one else, no family. Thank you for the food, which helps me stay healthy, and for always coming and always being here. She is 80 years old. She is able to live independently, but she can't cook her own meals. And she says she goes long times without seeing or speaking with anyone, and she finds that very difficult. She said to our deliverer, she said, "You make me so happy. I'm always so happy to see you and to talk to you. You are my family." And another story, we do a survey every year, paper-based, because most of our clients are not online. We want to make sure everyone has the opportunity to share their voice and communicate with us. And we asked the question, how does our service help you day to day? And one of our newer clients answered, so this was written, "I am a cancer patient, have asthma and tremors from Parkinson's. I am susceptible to falling and have bipolar disorder. Meals on Wheels service helps me be safer and more independent." And another longer-term client said, "Meals on Wheels has been wonderful. It is very comforting to know that I am receiving good nutritional meals. I appreciate everyone that makes it possible for me to receive meals. Thank you."
This is so heartwarming. Like, I absolutely love hearing that feedback. I want to actually, from the last client that you were just talking about, let's talk a little bit about those meals. So what kind of meals are you guys serving?
We are really proud of our food. Some programs serve frozen meals because they don't have access to their own kitchen, but I know that every program serves the best food that they can. In our case, however, we have a modest-sized commercial kitchen, and We use the heck out of it. So we prepare fresh food daily. Our chef, Justin, grew up locally and he loves cooking for our clients. And he makes everything from a mild chicken curry to a couple days ago, it was meatballs with mashed potatoes. We'll do pasta dishes. There's fish once a week, often with a lemon butter sauce, all kinds of delicious food. We really pour our hearts and souls into the meals.
Wow. Yeah, I was floored when I was looking on your website and it said that you had one kitchen for the amount of meals that you're serving. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of work.
Yes.
So
yes.
What do you think is your favorite meal that you guys have prepared?
Oh, that's quite a question.
It's a hard one, I'm sure.
It really is. The nice thing is when there's leftovers, the chef will come in and say, would you like any of this today? Recently, he made a beef stew that was just fantastic. We do have a vegetarian option. So there's often things like the chef himself is vegetarian. So he does a great job of that. There's often quiche, maybe with spinach and feta. Yeah, I don't think I have a favorite meal.
It depends on the day, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I personally hate beets. So that's the one thing I don't eat, but everything else is just delicious.
So tell me a little bit about how someone can get involved within your organization.
So again, as with clients coming in, the most frequent way people reach out is by calling us. But we also have a tiny little form on our website. So again, the phone number is 301-434-1922. And you just leave a message or we pick up and then we chat with you. We share what the different shifts are and the different volunteer opportunities and find something that works well for the prospective volunteer. And also, you know, obviously fits the organization's needs. Or you can go onto our website and click on the volunteer tab. And there's just a little, you know, name, address, phone number form to fill in. And then we reach back out to you and get you started.
Perfect. Yeah. So it seems as if when I was looking over it, that you make it very easy for the volunteer. So if I'm in a particular where my area is, then you have great shifts that work with a lot of people's schedule. And then if that's something that you're not able to do volunteer, then donating is perfect. And that helps your organization quite a bit as well. Do you have anything upcoming for people to know?
Sure. And I'll mention something about donations as well, if I may.
Of course.
Because every program is different and separate from every other, there's a lot of different sort of business models out there for Meals on Wheels programs. Some receive no government funding at all. Some are funded more heavily by government sources, just depending on where you live or where the program's located. In our case, we get about a third of our income from Montgomery County and a little bit from Prince George's as well. But the remaining two-thirds, we do have to fundraise. So we do a combination of some foundation grants, but we also rely very much on individual donations.
Yeah.
And then you had led into another question. Can you remind me what that was again?
Of course. Do you have anything coming up, any events coming up that people can look forward to?
Yes. We are doing our first ever in-person fundraising event. We're very excited about it.
Oh, that is exciting. Tell me more.
We are doing a spaghetti dinner and silent auction. So we are currently collecting donations from local businesses and from our volunteers. And we've had some really gorgeous artwork and weaving and nationals tickets, you name it, all kinds of great stuff. The event is open to the public is invited. We're really going big with this and we're going to have a lot of fun. Volunteers and staff hosting anyone who wants to join us. Tickets are only $15. The date is May 16th. And there's going to be information soon on our website as we get all the details together. But we're really excited about this and looking forward to it.
And where is it going to be located?
It will be at our kitchen. So people will actually come in and walk through the kitchen to get into the fellowship hall. We work out of a church. And so we're going to rent their fellowship hall for the evening. And
that's fantastic.
The address is 7410 New Hampshire Avenue in Tacoma Park.
Great. So how do you see your organization in the future? What are your goals?
I don't see us needing to stop growing. We continue to streamline our processes. We've just finished sort of a light lift renovation of our kitchen. And the year before, we actually doubled the kitchen size by adding on a whole deli room. So our capacity, we couldn't take 100 new clients tomorrow, but we could take 5 to 10, you know? I think we can continue to grow We are also adding new programs on. We have already started up a fan club. So every year we offer fans and space heaters to our clients and let them choose which one meets their needs and then deliver them up. We want to start a stock the pantry program and do various socialization types of classes to reach out to more people and help them connect and enrich their lives.
You know what? I love that you're saying that, because when you were talking about some of the people that you're serving, and the one woman, when I was younger, I used to work in an assisted living facility. And that was a number one thing that the older generation would say is that they're just lonely when, you know, so that socialization is so important. So I really love that you guys are thinking about that too. You're doing meals and you also want to connect people to help them mentally as well, which is great.
Yes. Yes. Our program really is more than meals. The daily contact allows us to liaise with families when needed or when we have questions or concerns. We call emergency services from time to time if we find that someone isn't doing well. Maybe they've fallen and we can see them through the window so we can make a phone call. I'm happy to say that doesn't happen too often, but when it does, we're the front lines. We're the first responders, in a sense, to reach out to emergency services.
We know what, Ruth, before I let you go, is there anything that we haven't discussed that you think, you know, people should know?
One thing that I think is really, it gives me great pride in working here, and I think it's really valuable to society at large, is just to understand the investment into our program and the power of that. A year of our service, so providing two meals a day, 5 days a week for a full year, prevents falls among our clients. There's a lot of data out there that shows that it's amazing how they can count this up, but 85% of falls are prevented by our meals.
Why is that?
And because when people are receiving the food that they need, they're better nourished, they're going to be healthier, and they also aren't engaging in activities that could be dangerous for someone, like spending a long time in front of a hot stove or trying to prepare their meals. So we really do very directly prevent falls, and falls are the leading injury-related cause of death. I want to make sure I say that correctly. And yet our service costs less than one overnight in an emergency room, and it costs less than just 10 days in an institution. So the longer we can keep people safely in their homes, saves those individuals, saves families, it saves government, it even saves insurance companies hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's a practical, smart investment that really generates compassion, strengthens community, and lets people age in place with dignity and self-respect.
You know, I really do love when you were just saying that. I was thinking, you know, you're so right, is that you guys really think through your meals to make sure they're very nutritious, because that is so important. You're healthy, you're stronger, you're getting all of the nutrients that you need for your body. And so I really do love how thought out everything is within your organization. As I'm talking to you, you guys really think about everything. So that is wonderful.
And so we do our best every day.
You guys are doing great. I'm so excited to talk with you. I'm so glad that Rob introduced us. How can people follow you? So let everyone know, how can they follow you guys?
We have a Facebook page that we update regularly. We also have a blog where we post our updates on our website. And volunteers receive a volunteer update emails periodically. So that's a great way to follow as well.
Perfect. Yes. And I'll have that all in the show notes for everyone. So make sure to look down and then you can make sure to be following Meals on Wheels. So Ruth, thank you so much for coming on. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another episode of the Truman Charities Podcast. Until next time. If you liked this episode, please make sure to rate and review our podcast. That is how more people learn about the Truman Charities Podcast and our organization. And to make sure you don't miss any of our future episodes, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. If you'd like to follow Truman Charities, you can follow us on Facebook at Truman Charities, Instagram at Jamie_Truman Charities, and check out our website, TrumanCharities.com.